Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you slow down time in a life where we're now so hurried, so stressed, so distracted, so bombarded from every area, every angle, with people who want something from us, with the media's attention, with some new, you know, thing that's in our inbox that we're supposed to pay attention to? Everybody's completely overwhelmed, and their lives are spinning by them, and they're barely even noticing or seeing or sensing any of it. And so you've got a whole mass of people who feel very disconnected from life, disassociated from themselves and from other people, and they're frustrated with it. They don't feel like life has that depth, that meaning, or that beauty. You know, it's like metaphorically, they haven't sensed or seen a sunset in their life in so long. You know, they're just going through the day, lots of busy work, but it's not their life's work. They've got lots of tasks. They're just driven to accomplish more. And they're not lazy. They're working. They're hungry. They're fighting for that paycheck. They're fighting to contribute. They're fighting to be noticed. The day feels like that. It's a fight. It's a fight to get the kids together, get them off to soccer, get them off to the game, get them off the pool. You're doing everything. And yet life starts to feel like it's just spinning by. And the years, it's like, you can't even, the last decade almost feels unfelt for a lot of people. Matter of fact, a lot of people, the last couple of days, it just feels unfelt. They kind of went through it, and they didn't sense it or feel it. Or if they did, there was frenetic energy. A lot of people's perpetual energy right now is stressed, because not because they're taking on any more than we took on 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. It's because they're paying attention to so many things that their brains are wiped out. They're exhausted. Their brain is truly stressed. Their body is truly stressed, because they're trying to, you know, it's like when you're juggling. If you're juggling one or two things, no problem. When you're juggling 50 things, big problem. You're gonna freak out, right? And that's what's happening for a lot of people, because they're doing so many distractions throughout the day. Their brain feels like it's juggling 100 things. And so they're freaked out, stressed out, amped up all day long. And of course, what do they do to deal with all that? They drink 60 ounces of caffeine. You know, it's like, it's just watching the bad get badder, the worse get worse. It's like, you're stressed, you're freaking out, you're keyed up with adrenaline and overwhelm. Let's pour some coffee on it. Good idea, you know. It's no wonder so many people are missing the moment. They're not feeling and sensing what their life is really about, because they're always on to the next thing, because they took on too much. They're always struggling to deal with all these 50 things because they said yes too much to too many people who had requests for them that frankly weren't relevant or important, but they just want to be people pleasers. So they said sure. And now what's happened? Now their moments are crammed with obligation. Their moments are crammed with distraction. And just in trying to deal and fight through all of that, they lost sense of the magic of life. And so what I like to tell people is, you have to slow time down. Now, obviously we can't literally slow time down, but we can slow our sensations and interpretations of things down. We can slow our lives down by taking on less, but we can also, even if we take on the same amount, just by learning to be more aware and present to the moment, time slows down a little bit. I don't know, have you ever been in a car accident or a situation where there was an emergency and it seemed like everything went in slow motion? The reason that happened is because your awareness was heightened, right? Your awareness became heightened. You started taking all this information in because maybe in that situation you felt like you were in danger, right? And so you were really hyper attentive. Or maybe you watched, you know, your kid walk across the graduation stage, and you were prideful and it meant something to you. That moment,
So you took it in, and you can imagine just like slow motion that acceptance of the reward or the smile or that first kiss. Remember that? Like, it was like slow motion happening because the moment meant something to you. So the challenge in experiencing slow time is deciding to heighten our senses. Let's pay attention a little bit more to how we're thinking and feeling. I mean, are you even aware of your breath right now? Right? Are you breathing? I hope you are. But a lot of people aren't even breathing the other day. They're just huffing and puffing, and they're not even centered physically. Right? Your breath is the center of your physical reality. So you got to be attentive to how your breath is, having deeper breaths, deeper, slower breaths to anchor you to reality a little bit, to your body, to your sensations. Start paying attention more to the sounds and the sights all around you. Because if you heighten your sensations, it's easier to slow the effect. As you broaden your awareness and you take in more, it seems like time slows a little bit more. It's a funny inverse that happens there. So I want you to focus more on your sensations, your breath, what you're taking in, what you're seeing and experiencing. That will help slow time down.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now, the next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world, and you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Second thing I think you can do very briefly is to minimize the number of things that you are paying attention to. When that first kiss happened to you, that was the whole world. There was nothing else. I mean, you were aiming for it, you were hoping it happened, right? I mean, that was all there was in the world at that moment. And so let's give ourselves that challenge. Let's learn to focus on singular things. When your spouse comes home, go down, meet them at the door, and just have a moment there where there's nothing else. There's no kids, there's no sound, there's no crashing around, there's no, you have to do 50 things with your phone. It's just have this moment with them right there. Just anchor in, have a present moment with them, and make that moment all there is. And you'll start to notice you'll have greater depth in that relationship. You'll start to be excited for that moment because it'll be a moment of real connection. Because it's in those moments of connection that it feels like time slows down and, frankly, becomes more meaningful. Don't pay attention to so many things. Get rid of so many of the distractions. Focus on one, two, three things at a time, tops. We also know from productivity studies that the more you try to quote unquote multitask, the less you do things with excellence, the less fulfilled you feel, and the less capable you are of managing what you're supposed to be managing. You miss deadlines, you forget to do something. It's like a whole hot mess happens the more you take on. So learn to say no more. Learn to take on fewer things. Learn to evaluate the opportunities that you have to pay attention to things, to just those that matter. It will reconnect you with life, and it will feel like life is starting to count again. You'll start feeling it a little bit more. Things will become a little better. And finally, to slow down time, I think it's the most important thing, focus and heighten your feelings, right? It's about being more aware of your feelings again. Sometimes when we're overwhelmed, what we do is we numb out. Right? You go downstairs, you kiss your lady goodbye, she goes off to work, or you kiss your husband goodbye, he goes off to work, or you kiss each other in the driveway, you both go off to work, and what ends up happening? You didn't even feel it. You didn't even sense it. You weren't even there in the moment. It was like perfunctory. You had to do it. It's like an obligation. Goodbye, honey. There's no feeling or sensation there. And some people, when life starts going by really fast, they're just not feeling anything. Even though their kid could tell them something amazing, and they're like, good, honey, go get the carrots. You know, they completely miss that was a moment they could have had. And the more moments you create by feeling the emotions of other people again, by sensing what are your feelings to what's happening again, tuning back into your feelings will be a greater depth and emotion to life again. And now the days will start counting. They'll start feeling something again.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.